In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our text is from the readings from 1 Philippians. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Chicago Cubs fans are bold sufferers. They suffer because their team has not won the World Series since 1908. They are bold because they keep rooting for their lovable losers. We're not like them. We have a victory like no other. Ours is a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He took away the fear, the power of sin, the wiles of the devil, the fear of death. But how bold are we to speak about his word in our hostile world? It keeps happening that the public places we can speak about Christ keep getting fewer. In the news, we hear about Christians who are ridiculed, shunned, mocked, some places driven out, persecuted, perhaps beheaded. This does not build our courage. We want perhaps to be less bold, more withdrawing, quiet. Our confidence melts. What can increase the courage of Christians to proclaim Christ with boldness? Paul gives us a clue here. He wrote about brothers who became much more bold to speak about the word without fear because they became confident in the Lord by my imprisonment. For Christ, of course. Now, how did that happen? Paul was in prison, yes, well, several times. But in this case, when he writes this letter, years of being a prisoner, probably 2 in Palestine, at least 3 in Rome. And remember how Acts reports the story. It's pretty long, and we'll just summarize here. He goes up to Jerusalem, and he's in the temple worshiping for several days, when somebody recognizes him and begins to shout that he is teaching against the law and bringing Gentiles into the temple. Now, that wasn't true, and this started a riot. They dragged him from the temple. They beat him enough that the Roman soldiers had to show up and rescue him. And when the Roman tribune eventually learned that some Jews plotted to take his life, he saw to it that a guard escorted him down to Caesarea. Now there, Governor Felix heard his case, but he didn't make any decision about whether he was guilty or to be set free. Yet, Felix and his wife Drusilla were interested enough in Paul's story to hear him talk about his faith in Jesus. And there were several other conversations. So he's incarcerated, but he's witnessing to Roman authorities. When else do you get that chance? 2 years later, a new governor shows up, Festus. And he brings the Jewish leaders to present their charges, and Paul defends himself again, and they're all upset, and now he appeals to Caesar. Even a curious King Agrippa And his wife, Bernice, wanted to hear Paul tell his story about serving Christ. Amazing. Another governor and a king. Eventually, a ship takes him to Italy. It's in a big storm. They crash off of Malta. He gets 3 months there to tell the story. In Rome, then, local Jews and others hear him, and as Romans 28 reports, they hear him proclaim the Lord Jesus with all boldness and without hindrance. So his 6 years of suffering as a prisoner creates special opportunity to witness to Christ. Contrast this with Jonah the prophet, reluctant prophet. He doesn't want to go. When he gets to the spot and delivers his message, it has great reception. For Paul, this was a kind of, shall we call it, a fourth missionary journey, created not by Paul, but by God. So he advances the gospel, and almost everyone who heard about it had more courage. More importantly, it was the story of Jesus that encourages and strengthens others, and it strengthens us. For we know it well, the sinless Son of God taught his followers for years until one of his disciples betrayed him. And then his boldest disciple denied him 3 times. He is brought before the high priest and accused of things. He's taken to Pilate. Pilate can't find anything to convict him, but he makes a decision to have him condemned anyway to death on a cross. Why? For us sinners. And for all sinners. Trusting in him, we have forgiveness, eternal life. And because he was raised, we will be raised to live with the Father in heaven forever. He conquered sin, Satan, death. The victory is ours already. And it's to be shared with all people. So Paul's imprisonment for his faith could encourage others to be bold. Above all, we who trust in Christ know what he did for us, and we can't be silent. Is it not a wonderful thing then when we are honored to suffer on his behalf? Is it not God who puts us in situations that we didn't expect or want to get into to be his witness and bearer of his word? And he will remove our fear and give us confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if suffering Cubs fans can be bold when they have hardly anything to be brag about, certainly we can speak about victories that have eternal consequences. So wherever God takes you, have no fear. Be bold. Speak the word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.